nobody knows who you even are. Who do you think that you are? If I could write you a song to make you fall in love, I would already have you up under my arm. I used up all of my tricks. I hope that you like this, but you probably won't. You think you're cooler than me. You got designer shades just to hide your face, and you wear them around like you're cooler than me. And you never say hey or remember my name, and it's probably 'cause you think you're cooler than me. You got your highbrow switching your walk in. You don't even look when you pass by, but you don't know the way that you look when your steps make that much noise. Shh, see, I got you all figured out. You need everyone's eyes just to feel seen behind your makeup. Nobody knows who you even are. Who do you think that you are? If I could write you a song to make you fall in love, I would already have you up under my arm. I used up all of my tricks. I hope that you like this, but you probably won't. You think you're cooler than me. You got designer shades just to hide your face, and you wear them around like you're cooler than me. And you never say hey or remember my name, and it's probably 'cause you think you're cooler than me.
Now don't you dare act like you don't know.
Don't know.
Know what's up.
Know what's
'cause
up.
Your nose is up when I'm approaching up. Yup. Like I can't give you winter in the summer,
summer,
or summer in the winter. Miami in December, trying to look bored in them Dior's.
Dior's.
She probably is. Was acting shallow till she found out how deep that my pockets is. Mrs. Prima Donna, this is your reminder that I think you fine, but I'm finer. Shine, yup.
'Cause it's your scene. You got no doubt. But we all see, you got your head in the cloud. If I could write you a song to make you fall in love, I would already have you up under my arm. I used up all of my tricks. I hope that you like this, but you probably won't. You think you're cooler than me. You got designer shades just to hide your face, and you wear them around like you're cooler than me. Say hey or remember my name, and it's probably 'cause you think you're cooler than me.
Hello everybody, this is Alexia, and
hi, this is Nicola.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Reform Radio. This is Matter of Fact, minus my counterpart, Mia, who will be back next week.
Yay!
It has been a while since I've been on here.
Me
so
too.
So I feel like you were there not soon after. Not far after.
What?
I don't know, like a show before my last show, you were there.
Oh yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the polycule is now just the two of us, so.
Yeah, I know. We lost a good soldier tonight. Megan, we're thinking of you on this fine evening in Medford, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
We don't have that much time to talk, but I am going to say that I'm not going to even do, like, a hidden theme, because there isn't one. We're just doing... You want to say what it is?
Like, our conversation topic or
topic? The music.
Oh, it's like... Oh, I just added songs that I listened to in middle school that, you know, made me, like, go crazy.
Yeah, this is, like, an early 2000s, like, party music. Like, if this comes on at the frat...
If this comes on in the ATO basement, I'm punching through the drywall. The house is collapsing because I've broken one of the support beams. Anyways, get ready.
Anyways,
like
Tufts DJs.
Tufts
DJs. Take note.
DJs.
Take note.
You know, Tufts playlist. Tufts aux users. DJs. DJs. The plural DJ. That's a liberal use of it.
I have to. announce songs. So we were just hearing Cooler Than Me by Mike Posner and Big Sean, and then we're listening to Juice by Mathis, which is our little bed music, and then This Love by Maroon 5, then What You Know by Two Door Cinema Club, then Out of My League by Fits in the Tantrums, and then we're gonna have a little break. See you guys in a little bit. Bye.
Thank you.
Hello, we're back.
Hello.
All right, let's get down to business here.
I feel like this topic is going to be...
Controversial.
Also, a little rambly. But while we were driving up to the studio, up to the stew, we started talking about pick-me's and pick-me girls and just the damages that we have withstood, both as individuals, but also just as people literally in life.
As women adjacent.
As women haters.
Yeah. Growing up as girls.
Yeah, yeah. Literally, there's just, like, so many things to talk about. It's hard to figure out where to start. But, okay, I guess a good starting point is that, like, I feel like it's safe to say that, like, every person, like, who was raised as a girl, at least, has, like, no one is ever not entirely a pick-me. And it's something you sort of have to grow out of.
I definitely was growing up.
Yeah, me too. And I was annoying as fuck. And
As
F.
Yeah. You can say that.
I let loose. Sorry, it got to me.
You got a little heated.
I'm sorry to my listeners. Sorry okay. to the kids.
Keep talking.
But, like, I don't know. Like, in middle school, like, you gain awareness of, like, gender in a really weird way. And so much of it is about, like, oh my god, there are, like, guys everywhere. And everyone sort of falls into the trap of how they respond to attention from guys, and the instinct, or not the instinct, but like everyone's initial behavior, it's never something we're proud of. That's like the point of middle school, so you can be weird, but then grow out of it.
Let's just get this out here. I don't blame women.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, like the...
It's
yeah.
because they're trying to appeal to men.
Yeah, no, like, yeah, I think what we're trying to get at is that, like, everyone is a pick-me at points, and it's not because... It's, like, an unconscious thing. It's just how it is.
But, like, you gotta grow out of it.
Yeah, no. Okay, because in middle school, also, what's important is you don't have self-awareness.
Okay, I actually have to, like, talk. we're listening to Sleepyhead by Fashion Fit, and then we have Animal by Neon Trees coming up. And then another break, I guess.
Okay.
BRB in, like, 1 second.
Okay. Bye. Bye, ladies.
Nikola, it's about that time.
All right, I've got some numbers to think about. It's about Bitcoin energy costs. A single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatts of energy, which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days. Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon of 835 Visa transactions. A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is equivalent to the weight of two iPhone 12s. Numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Okay, right. Potty mouth.
I know. I don't know what's up with me. I think it's because I'm overheating.
Take the sweatshirt off.
I need to take off a layer.
We don't have that much time to talk right now. It's a short break. But Bitcoin. Elon Musk is a pick-me.
Elon Musk is a pick-me.
You don't have to be a woman to be a pick-me. You can be...
You can just be annoying.
You can be any gender to be a pick-me. I think if you're trying to appeal to men.
Yeah,
because exactly. He's also trying to appeal to men.
Oh my god, yeah. It's insufferable.
It's like a phenomenon that's happening.
I think
pick-me's have, like,
really
skyrocketed,
awkward.
Especially with, like, social media and TikTok having to, like... Like, thirst traps.
Thirst traps, but also...
Because I think... Male thirst traps are also appealing to men. Because for men, thirst trapping is going to the gym and, like, posing in front of a mirror.
Yeah.
And I think that that is a form of pick-me-ism towards men. Because women don't like that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, okay, I will say you are... This is erasure of pottery thirst traps.
You're so right.
How dare we?
they make very... gestures that are unholy and play it off like they're just doing pottery and they're shirtless and it's like
that's like we know
that's not pick-me-ism though. They know what they're doing
and they're doing.
For the girls. That's for the girls.
No, that's for the ladies. That's for the ladies.
Okay. Wait. Okay. We just heard Honolulu March by people that I cannot pronounce her name. I'm not going to butcher it. And then Electric Feel by MGMT is next. And then The Sweet Escape by Gwen Stefani. And then Bulletproof. And then I don't want to butcher that name either. And then we have What the H? What the Hell by Avril Lavigne. We can say that. And then another break. All right, see you guys.
All right, bye.
refrigerator. Maybe that's the reason I've been acting so cold. If I could escape and recreate a place in my own world, and I could be your favorite girl forever, perfectly together. And tell me, boy, now wouldn't that be sweet? If I could be sweet, I know I've been a real bad girl. I didn't mean for you to get hurt. We can make it better. And tell me, boy, now wouldn't that be sweet?
I wanna get away, get away, get away, yeah.
Hey.
We're back.
Hey, with four Y's.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about how Elon Musk is a pick-me.
That's true.
Which I think is a good point. A lot of men are pick-me's, but we just say they're a devil's advocate.
Do you want to talk about, like, have you seen the NPC TikTok Live thing that's been happening?
No. I avoid TikTok Lives. I feel like it's always weird.
But it just comes up while you're scrolling. How do you avoid it?
Because I scroll faster than the speed of light.
Okay. You see it and you're
so
like,
fast,
I gotta get out of here.
My phone breaks
in half. should we talk about pick-me's? We really don't have that much time.
I guess the takeaway point is that we don't blame pick-me's. It's just like at a certain point you gotta grow out of it. And
I think that the turning point is the point from middle school to high school.
Yeah, that's
middle
your gray
school
zone.
It's okay because you're like starting to like get crushes on people,
and
if you're attracted to men, you start being attracted to men, and then you're like, oh, I need to appeal to this.
Yeah. Well, okay, but even then, it's like, you start being like, oh, wait, good graces of men means I do better in hashtag society.
Yeah.
But then, And like after high school, the grace period's over. You need to have an identity and you need to have things that you enjoy doing by yourself.
Which is annoying because some things you really do need to just like appeal to men just to get anywhere.
Yeah.
Like even in careers and social media.
Oh, yeah.
And like, I don't know. It gets to the point of like having female friendships as like as a girl, being friends with other girls is really difficult because there's always like one girl that like is only obsessed with like appealing.
Yeah,
and it, it sucks because it's not their fault.
Yeah, and I mean, okay, so the point of like why we brought this topic up like in the car was that it's hard to be genuine friends with people who are so focused on men because it's like
it's just really surface level.
Yeah, and the emotional connection can only go so deep, which also it's like it's just sad. Anyways, the point is, pick me's, we want to be friends with you. Let us in. Let me in.
Let us in. All right, we just heard What the Hell by Avril Lavigne. And then we just had a little break, and now we are going to listen to Hot and Cold by Katy Perry, and then Nothing on You by B.O.B. and Bruno Mars, and then we have another break. Okay, bye guys.
Bye.
Beautiful girls all over the world. I could be chasing, but my time would be wasted. They got nothing on you, baby. Nothing on you, baby. They might say hi,
And I might say, hey, but you shouldn't worry about what they say, 'cause they got nothing on you, baby.
Yeah.
Nothing on you.
Nothing on you, baby. Nothing on you. I know you feel where I'm coming from, regardless of the things in my past that I've done. Most of it really was for the hell of the fun. On a carousel, so around I spun. With no direction, just trying to get some. Trying to chase skirts, living in the summer sun. And so I lost more than I had ever won. And honestly, I ended up with none.
There's so much nonsense, it's on my conscience. I'm thinking maybe I should get it out. And I don't want to sound redundant, but I was wondering if there was something that you want to know. But never mind that, we should let it go.
We should let it go.
'Cause we don't want to be a TV episode.
TV episode.
And all the bad thoughts, just let it go.
Mr. Fantastic, stop. Now think about it.
I've been to London, I've been to Paris, even way out there in Tokyo. Back home down in Georgia, to New Orleans, but you always did the show. And just like that, girl, you got me froze. Like a Nintendo 64. If you never knew, well, now you know.
No.
Beautiful girls all over the world. I could be chasing, but my time would be wasted.
You make me wanna sing. Whether a bus or a plane, or a car or a train, no other girls on my brain, and you the one to blame.
Beautiful girls all over the world. I could be chasing, but my time would be wasted.
Hello. I feel like if you're a good singer, you shouldn't be allowed to do karaoke.
Yeah, or you should take this opportunity to be a bad singer.
Or
okay, let loose.
Or don't do karaoke with your friends that are bad singers, because you'll make us feel bad.
Or you have to take one for the team and only do the ad libs.
Yeah.
Or only do the rap features that everyone is terrible at.
You should do it a cappella.
Yeah.
Or just be the instrumentals for your friends.
Yeah, you have to do, you have to just bow down out the guitar. Literally, that's your job. Yeah, if you're a good singer and you step up to the mic, I'm beating you with the mic stand, okay? You're banned from the venue.
I don't even know if we can talk about that.
What?
Violence.
Oh,
anyway.
That was hypothetical. It's been a tough day for me.
In Minecraft.
In the Apple VR headset, I'm removing you forcibly from the karaoke room.
My 21st birthday is coming up in September, and I'm really excited about it. And a lot of good things are coming up. My partner in crime, Mia, who is going to be moving into the apartment that I'm in right now.
Could you tell me your home address?
Yeah, I'll give you my social security number as well and the numbers on my credit card.
Cool, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And I'm really looking forward to seeing Mia. She does this show with me during the school year. She's actually going to be here next week for our first show of the summer together. And we'll probably do like two more after that. And then we'll be back on like the school year schedule, which will be really fun, which I'm super excited about. But yeah, things are gonna be coming up pretty good. I've been doing an internship the whole summer, and that's gonna be ending this week, so I'll finally have a bit more free time. I've been working, I'm not gonna say where I'm working. I've been working at a store, and it has been really great, and I'm happy to be working there, and I'm gonna continue working there during the school year, but I've just been like totally overworked, and that's why I haven't been doing the radio the past few weeks, because I've just been like working nonstop and I've just been too tired. But this is like really fun for me to do, and I hate having to not do things that I'm passionate about for the sake of being tired. I'd rather do this than work, but it's fine.
Yeah, retweet on that. Oh, like,
retweet.
A couple times my car's, like, Bluetooth wasn't working, so I had to listen to local radio, and it got me thinking. It was two brothers. I forget, the host names, but the local Boston radio, two brothers, and then their friend Gianna, and they just, like, talk on the radio all day, except the shows are pre-recorded because in, like, the four-day span that I couldn't use my phone to listen to music, I heard the same bit over and over and over again.
Oh, that's annoying.
And I was like, put me in the studio. I would love to talk about random stuff for, like, what, the probably 200 Boston locals that still listen to local radio.
Yeah. What's great about this is that, like, you have new people basically every hour.
Yeah. Yeah. We love Woomfo.
Yeah. And there's a lot of, like, Medford/Somerville residents that have their own shows, and, like, all the Tufts students come along. They're more frequent during the school year. It's, like, the place is managed a lot by, like, Tufts students, which is really cool. But Charlie also, who has a show Tuesdays at 10 p.m. weekly, is getting his wisdom teeth out, so he won't be here tomorrow night.
He should do a show while the effects of laughing gas are still wearing off. That would be so good.
Unfortunately, he had it done yesterday.
Oh, well.
So he is no longer feeling the effects of the laughing gas. But he's at home right now. But he will be back next week. Hopefully I can actually have him on this show next week at 8. I'm going to talk about the songs that we listened to today. We just heard Nothing on You by B.O.B. and Bruno Mars, and then Hot and Cold by Katy Perry. And yeah, this music really shaped my childhood. This is like the first songs that I had on my iPod.
I had a Kindle Fire, and I had two. I
That's
know.
Really funny.
I know. It all makes sense. I had two Flo Rida songs.
Yeah.
And then I had a Coldplay album. So I could either be super hype and listen to Flo Rida, or I could be so sad and listen to some Coldplay. It was like yellow.
And
like,
then
that
was
the song.
And then when we got like iPhones, it was like the U2 album that like you couldn't delete off the phone.
Oh my god, yeah, I brought that up last week at like trivia. I was like, do you guys remember this?
Do you guys remember the U2 album that we absolutely could not escape for the entirety of middle and high school?
That was such a bad marketing thing. Like, because of that, no one ever wanted to listen to that album.
And it's like they didn't get any listens because you would just skip it. And you wouldn't get any downloads either.
It was infringing on our American rights to not have a U2 album automatically on our phones.
And now I like hate U2.
I actually never listened to U2.
All right. This is Alexia and
Nicola.
And this was Matter of Fact, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. And we're going to end it off with a banger chosen by Nicola.
Oh yeah.
Let's go. See you guys next week.
Bye.
There's nothing to do. The city's been down.